visits from Jesus.
尤其玛利亚，她就是安静在主耶稣的脚前呢、啊，听他讲道。
Especially Mary, who sits at Jesus' feet and listens to his words.
那么这个地方我们就看到哈，一个是听到，一个是忙着来伺候主耶稣。
And we see two cases here. One is serving the Lord by helping in the house, and one is listening to his words.
伺候主耶稣也是很重要的。
It is very important to be hospitable.
但是这个地方我们可以看得到，主耶稣哈，他要标榜啊，玛利亚。他所求的，他所得到的是上好的，不能夺走的。
But here, Lord Jesus wanted to set an example. What Mary chose was the better portion that could not be taken away.
对，你听了道理，如果你把它接受了
，Because once you have listened to the truth and accepted it,
好像种子撒在那个好的土地上
，It is like in the seed in the good soil.
那就变成你的东西了
，And that is yours.
别人不能够夺走的
，Nobody else can take it away.
我们今天做了很多的工作。
Today we can do many things.
也需要真理的搭配。
And we need the companion, the truth.
有道理来灌输，啊，来引导我们的侍奉。
We need the truth to guide our servitude.
我们可以做出更美好的侍奉出来。
And that is how we can elevate our servitude.
因此，这个就解释了，在约翰福音的十二章啊，我们就发现，把真拿达香膏抹在主耶稣身上的呢，是玛利亚所做的事情。
And so in John chapter 12, we know the one that put perfume on Lord Jesus was Mary.
我们看约翰福音十二章。
Let's look at John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
Gospel of John chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。二节。
Verse 2.
有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。三节。
Verse 3.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。第四节。
Verse 4.
有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大。五节。
Verse 5.
说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子，周济穷人呢？六节。
Verse 6.
他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。第七节。
Verse 7.
耶稣说：“由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的。”八节。
Verse 8.
因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。耶稣要被钉十字架的前几天。
Few days before Lord Jesus was crucified.
你看最重要的事情啊。
This is an important thing.
最有价值的服事。
This was the most valuable servitude.
就是玛利亚所做的。
And this came from Mary.
这一斤极贵的这个拿达香膏呢，大概要花一年的工资去买。
A pint of pure nard was an expensive perfume that would cost them a year's wage.
但是呢，玛利亚是把它打破的。
But Mary poured this onto Jesus.
抹在耶稣的脚。
And wiped it on Jesus' feet.
你看，脚是最卑微的部位啊。
Because the feet is the most humble part of the body.
用头发去擦，头发是最尊贵的部位啊。
And she used her hair to wipe his feet, and hair is the most precious part of the body.
但是玛利亚她愿意以她最尊贵的部位去抹去擦主耶稣最卑微的部位，表示她完全奉献谦卑的一种奉献，谦卑跟爱的奉献。
And Mary was willing to use the most valuable part of her body to wipe the most humble part of Lord Jesus' body, and this was a way of servitude.
这个香气啊，流传到今天，我们都似乎还可以闻得到。
And this perfume, this fragrance, lingered until today.
她把握机会坐在主耶稣身上。
Because she took the opportunity and did this unto Lord.
马大在哪里呢
？Where was Martha?
可能又在厨房帮忙吧。
Maybe she was busy in the kitchen.
所以这个最重要最美好的工作是玛利亚做的。
And so the best works was done by Mary.
为耶稣安葬的日子所预备的。
And this was in preparation of the Jesus burial.
很简单，因为他平常听主耶稣讲道，主耶稣很多次提到人子即将被钉了。
And because she was listening to Lord Jesus' truth, and many times he would mention that the Son of God was to be crucified.
要成全救恩呢。
And this was to fulfill the salvation.
所以玛利亚所做的就是在主的救恩上呢是有关联的。
And so what Mary did had was related to the salvation.
她听见主耶稣这样讲的时候，她就相信了，把握机会，赶快坐在主耶稣身上。
And when she heard from Lord Jesus, she believed and took the opportunity to do this in Lord Jesus.
她知道耶稣要被钉十字架，她也相信耶稣要被钉十字架，这是很重要的。我应该在这个世上有份的，把它奉献了。
And she knew that Lord Jesus was to be crucified, and she believed it, and therefore she wanted to make the sacrifice.
她做了别人没有做的事情。
And she did the sacrifice when nobody else would.
因为她在道理上的造就呢，是超越其他的人。
Because she was edified by the truth beyond all others.
她做的事情是摸到主耶稣的心了。
And what she did, it touched the heart of Lord Jesus.
是按着主最需要的事情去做了。
And she did this because it was a thing that Jesus needed the most.
所以我们要侍奉主，也应当要这样的。
So therefore, when we serve the Lord, we should do it in this way.
多多的读圣经呢，才能够明白神的心意。
We must often read the Bible in order to know the will of God.
按着神所喜悦的，我们去侍奉。
And we must serve God according to what will please Him.
这是我们成长过程必须要追求的。
And this is something we must pursue in our growth.
因为有了道理的造就呢，这个价值观都不一样。
After we had been edified by the truth, our values would change.
这是我们必须要来学习的。
This is something we all must learn.
我们再来看提摩太后书第四章。
Let us turn to Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书四章，我们请看第三节。
Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 3.
时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。第四节。
Verse 4.
并且因而不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。这个地方是提到末世的时候对道理的那种态度。
Here I mentioned the attitude people will have towards truth at the end times.
这个纯正的道理大家反而不喜欢的。
That people would despise the true gospel.
反而要随从自己的情欲。
And they will do as their desire.
如果不喜爱纯正的道理呢，后来他发展出来的就是随从自己的情欲的。
And because you don't listen to the sound doctrine, then what comes out of it is you will do as you desire.
因此对于真理的这个吸收圣经道理的这个追求，还是要平常我们需要做努力的。
And therefore, we must in our daily life, we must put effort into understanding the truth.
怎么样来持守这些纯正的道理呢
？How do we guard the sound doctrine?
翻过来看提摩太后书第一章。
Let us turn to Second Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书一章，我们看十三节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。十四节。
14.
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢的守着。所以我们领受圣灵的充满呢，可以帮助我们来持守道理。
So once we have received the full truth, then it'll help us to.And guard us in the truth.
那圣经很多地方有提到末世的状况。
In the Bible, many places mentioned what would happen in the end days.
包括基督徒受迫害。
It includes the persecution of Christians.
真教会的建立。
And the establishment of the true church.
以及整个世界的状况。
And also the condition of the whole world.
那这些话，这些神的话告诉我们的时候呢，我们要坚定的相信。
When these words we have heard them, we must believe them.
站在神的应许上呢，我们对教会要有信心。
And must have faith in the church and stand on the promise of God.
我们领受圣经的话语呢，就可以知道说，教会是按着神的应许所建立的。
And once we have known the words from God, then we will know that the church was established through the Holy Spirit.
我们应该在神应许上站立得稳。
And therefore, we must.Also stand firm in this promise of God.
按照圣经所说的，在末日进入末日的时候呢，这个教会要大受逼迫。
And just as the Bible has said, in the end days, the church will go in great persecution.
甚至呢是被杀在那个祭坛下的。
And it will be the one slaughtered in the altar.
在台湾有很多的信徒一直问我一个问题。
There are many believers in Taiwan who continue to ask me a question.
他说：“我们教会这几年的发展好像。”慢，这个速度慢下来，好像停止一样。
And they asked me the progress of the church seems to have slowed down a lot in coming to a halt.
那反观其他的这个宗教，大张旗鼓。
But on the other hand, the other religion seems to be very prosperous.
啊，他们就提到说，有一些佛教成立的什么所谓的什么功德会，太厉害了，这个到全世界去啊设站。
And they mentioned that there's in the Buddhist religion there's this organization that was international, and they would.
他们呢，这个吸收了很多的这个社会的资源呢、啊，他们很多人的奉献的钱呢、啊，就到他们那个地方去了。
And they would establish organization all across the world and take a lot of resources.
那在台湾呢，我们有240间的教会哈、啊，整个年度哈 啊这个信徒的奉献的总额啊，大概是台币4亿到5亿。
And within the 240 churches in Taiwan, the annual total offering is about 4 to 5 billion.
啊，我们在台湾的信徒数是52000人。
In Taiwan, we have 52,000 members.
如果把这个教会祈祷所还有聚会点都把它核算的话呢，大概有300个点呐、啊，300个地方在聚会。
And if you count all the prayer houses and churches, we have about 300 locations.
那传道者是128个。
And we have 128 preachers.
这个执事呢是416个。
And there are 416 deacons.
负责人有1220个。
And there are 1200 board members.
那长老有46个。
And there are 46 elders.
一年总收入大概是4亿多，还不到5亿台币。
And the total revenue is 4 to 5 billion.
那4亿。
400 million.
4亿到5亿啊。
4 to 500 million.
那某一个功德会啊。佛教的某一个功德会非常有名的某一个功德会，大概是40亿台币。哇，这个吸金法太厉害了。
And in one of the organizations of the Buddhist religion, they're taking up resources to almost 4 billion.
他们就问说：“你看，这真教会末世怎么发展呢、啊、
？”And so they say, "How can we progress our true church in the end days?"
人家随便一讲，电视一播，啊，这个40亿就来了。我们就大家这个。这个说一节食的这个很节俭的哈，这个奉献我们才4亿多，差人家10倍啊。
And some people say that for the Buddhist religion, all they have to do is make advertisement and ask for money, and they have 4 billion. And we have to put so much effort into offering, yet we're 10 times less.
他们吸收那个会员很快啊。
And they can very quickly acquire new members.
那我们呢，一年呢大概增加1000个人左右。
And for us, every year we might increase.By 1,000.
他们一年可以增加几十万啊，上百万都可能有的。
And maybe for them, they may even go up to millions of increase per year.
言下之意好像说，我们不如他人呢。
And it's almost like saying we're not as good as them.
后来小弟跟他分析。
But I analyzed for them.
我说哈，其实我们教会所讲的是纯正的道理。
That in our church we speak the true doctrine.
我们真的要改变人的心呢、啊。
And we need to change people's hearts.
我们要改变人的生命。
We must change their life.
功德会他说你每个月交多少钱，你就变成功德了，你就做功德，你就变成大德了。
And this organization in the Buddhist religion, all they have to do is offer a certain amount of money each year, then they'll become virtuous.
那这个变成什么现象呢
？And so what does this become?
用钱贿赂他自己的良心。
That they use money to bribe their own conscience.
我不法得利没关系，我给你功德会，我一个月几千块，我变成某某大德了。虽然我的名字、啊、不是这样，但每一个人都变成大德了，做功德了，就变这样。
And even though I have done unrighteous things, all I have to do is offer this much money each year, then I'll become a righteous person with a good name.
那他本来鼓励大家要行善，结果反而是鼓励大家不法得利都没有关系。他良心的谴责已经没有了，因为用钱贿赂他良心了。你不可以再责备我，我已经某某大德了。
The original intent was for people to do good, yet it did the opposite effect.
我们不是要批评，我们是说，它导致的结果变成说，治安会更不好。
And the end result was that it ended in more chaos.
因为他错误的行为有合理的解释了。
Because in that way, they justified their unrighteous deeds.
他良心已经被贿赂掉了。
And they bribed their own conscience.
那将会更不好。
This resulted in a worse society.
所以难怪这十年来啊，台湾啊。这个功德会的人越来越多，但是治安越来越坏，就是这样啊。道理在这个地方。
And so we, in the end, the people in the organization increased in number, and yet the society became more and more chaotic.
他本来没有想到的，就是变成这样。但是宗教就是这样，他的宗教就只能够拿钱来做善事。我们教会不是，神的话改变你，圣灵改变你，洗礼改变你，让你生命改变了。你生命改变以后，你做的都是好的。
And that's all they can do with religion. They can only take resources and money and do charity work that way. But the truth can change us by the Holy Spirit and by the baptism.
所以这样信徒增加会很慢哦。
And that is the reason why the numbers in our church grow slowly.
但这个才是真正救人。
But this is truly saving lives.
我们看了这些道理以后，我们去明白就知道。
After we have read this truth, then we'll realize.
那这样讲，我就想起了以利亚先知啊，在加密山上的故事。
Then I remember the story of Prophet Elijah.
巴利的假先知啊，亚瑟拉的假先知，总共有850位。
There were 850 false prophets at the time.
以利亚先知，神的先知只有一个。
And the God, and Elijah as God's prophet, he was only one.
在那个山上跟他们敌对，就是一个对850个。
And they were in the battle, and there was one against 850.
当时候整个以色列百姓啊，也就是他们的社会状况都是倾向那个拜偶像的。
The Israel society, they were leaning towards the idols.
其他有一些先知，但没有出来，就是以利亚一个。
And there were other prophets, but they did not come out, so there was only Elijah.
在加密山上。
On Mount Carmel.
要试验巴利是真神还是耶和华是真神。
And they were to test whether the God of Elijah was a true God or Baal was a true God.
所以他们就各自做了祭坛，要求他们的神从天上降火下来。
And so they each had different altars, and they begged and prayed to their God for their God to descend fire.
圣经的记载是这样的。
In the Bible, it records as such.
巴利的假先知啊，从早到黄昏啊，整个一直跳，一直跳，踊跃的跳舞，去求他们的神。
And the Bible records that from morning until night, Baal's prophets danced and sang.
人多又很热闹。
And they had many people, and it was very festive.
又轰轰烈烈的动作，拿那个刀刺自己的身体。
And they used knives to cut themselves.
从早到黄昏，那个舞台都是他们在演的啦。
And from dawn until dusk, they put on this performance.
这个世界的舞台现在不是他们的吗？就是这样一样的。
Isn't it likened to the world as a stage they're performing?
但是火没有下来。
But the fire did not descend.
热闹一场。
After this festival.
人很多。
They had a lot of people.
势力很强。
And they had a lot of authority.
没有真神。
Yet this was not the true God.
火没有降下来啊。
And fire did not come down.
整个舞台根本站住了。
And the performance came to a stop.
等到以利亚上场的时候。
And when Elijah came.
火就降下来了。
The fire descended.
下棋啊，是要下到最后一步啊。
And when you make, if you want to win, you have to make the last move.
到最后的结局才是定局。
Because when you make the last move, that is the final conclusion.
当我们还没有上场的时候。
When we have not come onto the battlefield.
对抗罪恶。
We must go against.
在祷告中更新自己。
We must go against the evil and revive ourselves in prayer.
在侍奉中维护合一的心。
And in servitude, we must guard our unity.
我们在正道上站立得稳。
To stand firm in the truth.
有一天，我们像以利亚，该我们上场的时候，一定要轰轰烈烈。
And like Elijah, one day we're called to the battlefield, we must have the courage.
那神的应许一定会成全的。
And God's promise will be fulfilled.
那这在这里过程里头，我们大家追求自我的成长。
In this process, we must all search for self-edification.
神的时候到了，一定会成全。
When God's time comes, He will fulfill.
所以我们要有信心。
Therefore, we must have faith.
只是我们要知道说，以利亚上到加密山上之前，他的那个历程的磨练呢，我们也必须要经历啊。
We must also go through this process of training that Elijah went through before he ascended Mount Carmel.
他曾经经历了在基利西旁的沉潜、安静、磨练。
He went through the training and the meditation.
但是，该他上场的时候。掌声雷动，轰轰烈烈。
But when it was his time to perform, then he will have this performance.
可是加密山上的得胜，是因为有历经了很多的磨练。
Because the victory he gained in Mount Carmel, it was because of all the training that he did.
啊，我们必须要在这个应许上、啊、站立得稳。
Therefore, we must stand firm in this promise.
啊，求主耶稣帮助我们大家。
And may God guide all of us.
我们唱祷告之前，我们来唱一首诗。
Before we pray, let us all sing a hymn.
我们来唱183首。
Let us sing 183.
身中的路程，佛是左右进中，中不要暂停过，到就住灵空中。这三边要纯洁，这旨意要遵行，万个人手纷纷，尊敬为师奉神，以和平亲爱人。为师奉上以和平亲爱人，这世界不长久，一切身若水流，虽一刻不知足，如梭船如电闪，一转
带大